the KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
I hope today, as you listen to ABQ Connect, that you'll go away with some knowledge and be encouraged. But I don't promise warm, fuzzy feelings today. And I want to disclaim that we're talking about the sexually explicit content of school books in the Albuquerque Public Schools. Don and Damara Andrade have been doing research on these school books for quite some time. They have a podcast called The Hitch Apologist. Is that correct?
Yeah,
The Hitched Apologist.
And we're also joined again, as I mentioned last week, Jody Hendricks, the executive director of the New Mexico Family Action Movement, is here. You guys have made a connection. There are bills in the New Mexico legislature right now that pertain to this topic. And so you guys have done a bunch of research, Don, and Damara, I'm just fascinated to hear what you have to say. So let's jump right in.
Yeah.
What are you doing with these Albuquerque textbooks?
Yeah. So we have been working for a few months now, 4 to 3 months, on looking at sexually explicit books within our Albuquerque public school systems. So we've been doing that. We finally got the list together, compiled into a book form. It's spiral format. And we're just using that, handing it out to churches right now and everywhere else so people can be more aware of what is in our schools.
Okay, Damara, I want to qualify this.
Yeah.
We obviously have to be very careful about what we share on the radio.
Yes.
But we're not talking about sexually explicit as a hemline on a woman's dress from the 1930s.
No.
We're talking about really, in today's culture, sexually explicit materials.
Yes, and I'm going to jump on here at this. The rating system that we used for these books is a rate system that's between 1 and 5, and it's actually a secular system. It's not a Christian-based system. And when you get to the later numbers, 3, 4s, and 5s, you have stuff in there that even secular culture is saying, this is pretty aberrant stuff. Mm. And so this is how we're appealing to just everybody in general, you know, about what is in these books.
I'm going to say this, and we have a lot of people that are apologists.
Yeah.
Your dad being one of them.
Yes.
And they come in and they talk about science being science. Mm. And this really is science, isn't it? You guys have done a research project. You're utilizing a scoring system. Is that correct?
Yes.
Rating system. Mm-hmm. So are these books from first grade all the way through high school type thing?
Yeah, so I found books within elementary schools, middle schools, high schools. These books, I actually used a resource called booklooks.org. So concerned parents actually go in there and they review all of these books. And that's how the rating system essentially got going. And what we found within elementary schools, so we focused on 3 to 5 rating books. So number 3 is minor restricted. So under the age of 18 requires parents or guardians. And then rating 4 is no minors, adult content, explicit sexual nudity, obscene sexual.
And again, this is not a rating system that you guys put together.
No, this is from booklooks.org. And I highly encourage anybody listening to go there to find out. They have a plethora of books that you can look up on what your child is reading.
Okay. Jody, I'm going to go to you.
Yeah.
So we're going to be sharing information and maybe some details, again, trying to be careful not to be offensive in the presentation, because explicit really means explicit.
Yeah.
Exactly.
In this case. Jody, as part of your work with the New Mexico Family Action Movement, you love to obtain empirical information like this, but how do you use it?
It's a good question. I'm glad you asked. When we get information like this, we use it to, first of all, inform families across New Mexico. You know, parents need to know what's happening. And unfortunately, in our school system, especially in New Mexico, the transparency is just It's ridiculous. There really is not any transparency between the schools and the parents. And so we try to equip parents with the information to say, look, you should be aware that your kids are exposed to this. You should be aware that this is in your child's school. But we also work with legislators directly to say, these are real issues in our schools. These are real issues that parents in New Mexico are facing. How can we approach this through the legislature? How can we protect parents' rights? How can we establish laws that will allow the parents to, first of all, know what's going on? Secondly, to allow the parents the opportunity to protect their children. And of course, we do that through several different types of legislation that we try to push through, specifically trying to block explicit content in schools. We have right now a bill, House Bill 558, sponsored by Representative John Block and Representative Rebecca Dow, that is specifically trying to ban sexually explicit material in schools. And so we do things like that, different bills, different ways of trying to move through the legislature to try to protect our kids, to try to make sure that parents are aware of what's happening, but to put protections in place so that our kids aren't accidentally coming across, or maybe even purposefully without the parents knowing, coming across these types of things in their libraries.
Trying to make sure parents don't, it's not that they're not, that they're just not asking for permission. They're also not wanting the parents to know about this. Is that true?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. We've seen kind of, you know, a spectrum of that. So it could be that. It could be these parents just don't know mm-hmm. what's in their schools. It could be they do know. You know, we have the few that do know, and they defend this kind of stuff in schools. So
it, do you want to motivate kind of parents today to actually ask the questions and start looking deeper? Mm-hmm.
Definitely. There's a reason the book is titled A Parent's Guide.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. The book we're talking about is A Parent's Guide to 125 plus explicit books in the Albuquerque Public Schools being used as part of the curriculum. That's the name of the book. Now, I should say this. You guys haven't released this through a big publisher, but people can contact you to get this information.
That is correct.
And there's going to be a little cost for you to produce that book for them because it's a spiral-bound complete information. How do people reach out to you? How do you want them to contact you?
We can go through New Mexico.
So currently, New Mexico Freedom Alliance. We're also partnering with someone from Las Cruces who's fighting the same battle, Sarah Smith. And our book is on there, and they accept donations as well.
Okay. The New Mexico Freedom Alliance. Yes. Okay. Jody, I'm just giving you ideas, too.
Yes.
There might be some other ways they could get the book.
Yes. We are happy to help facilitate that as well. If people want to reach out to us at New Mexico FAM, we're obviously already in touch with Don and Tamara, and so we'd be happy to work with them, and of course making sure that they get what they need to cover the cost of the printing and any mailing that we need to do. We're happy to help facilitate that as well.
So Don and Tamara, why did you get into looking at explicit books in APS?
Well, back in November, there was a big school board meeting that was happening, and it got a lot of traction in Albuquerque. There was a big protest outside, and there was a pastor, a national known pastor by the name of John Amanchukwu, who came and he spoke at that. And we watched this meeting live, and we didn't know the kind of stuff that was happening at that time. And it sparked us just to just jump in and just see what was going on. And my wife reached out to Sarah Smith and some other people, Audrey Trujillo and others around, and said, like, how can I get involved? What can I do with this? And they just pointed us in the right directions, and we started putting together this little guide for parents. And it turned out to be quite a big guide.
Yeah. I mean, you said that, I mean, what's in the book? Basically bibliographical information or?
Yeah. So, you know, just regular books. And then you have illustrative books too, as well, with the sexually explicit content that kids can access.
Yeah. Talk to us about the kinds of books that you found.
Yeah. So like I was saying earlier, you know, we have the rating system, and I found rated 3 books throughout the public schools. And, you know, that contains excessive violence, extreme hate, excessive profanity. Mm-hmm. You have rating 4, again, which is explicit sexual nudity, obscene references to sexual activities. And then I've also found rating 5, which is aberrant content, which also includes some stuff like bestiality in it. Mm-hmm. And I found 4 rating books in elementary schools. It's absolutely horrendous.
And when we're talking about that, one of the other guys that got us jumped on this is a pastor out in New York by the name of Gary Van Riper. And he was interviewed on a podcast of Alyssa Childers. And he was talking about his fight, the same kind of fight that we're doing here up in New York. And he ended up talking about the different rating systems and what he found out in his public schools. And he was amazed that out here in elementaries, we have level 4. Yeah. And out there, which is liberal New York, has like, I think it was like 3 is as far as they went up to in elementaries.
I think so.
And it's just out here, there's like no rules. It's a wild, wild west for sure.
Can you recall off the top of your head how young, like for example, are there explicit books that are available to third graders, second graders, first graders?
They can go into their library and check out whatever they want. So they can just walk in and these books are available. And not on top of that, there's an app now that students can have on their phone and they can get the ebook format for this. So they can just do it at the touch of their fingers.
Right. E-Follett is what it's called. Mm-hmm. So like he was saying, they can just log in there and they can access these books, you know, just like that.
So, I mean, even moviegoers, there's a rating system.
Right.
You know, if it's an R-rated movie, you can't go see it if you're under a certain age. Is that 18? I can't remember what the age. Maybe it's 16.
17, I think.
17. R, yeah. And so there's not a rating system for any of this for users of these books in the Albuquerque Public Schools?
So not that I found within the Albuquerque Public Schools. Like I said, I've just been using booklooks.org. So I didn't find anything like that within APS. So.
How do books get put into the school system and into the curriculum?
Yeah. So we were talking with Gary Van Riper on our podcast, and there's a few ways that this can happen. Number one, obviously, are the books on the shelves. And number two, whatever teachers collect, you know, they can bring into the library for them to check out. And then you have the Scholastic book fairs.
Okay. I got to stop you there.
Yeah.
So, okay. I'm a teacher. I look at some book. I think some has some socially redeeming value. I say that tongue in cheek, especially if it contains sexual content.
Yeah.
And I decide, well, this should be a book that I want to make available to all the students at such and such a middle school. I just get to bring it in and put it in the library?
Basically, yeah. I mean, you know, again, it makes you question, like, are they even looking at these books to see what's in it? Or are they, you know, is it ignorance? Are they purposefully doing it? I think it's both. And then, of course, you have the grouping of schools. So whatever school has a book, you know, they might share it with another school, then another school. It's like kind of like a recycle. And then what we were talking about earlier with the e-Follett, so kids can log into their account and just access these books on a dime.
And also we found out that some books the children request themselves and the school themselves gets a kickback for them actually providing this book and adding it to the e-book format. So it brings them in funding.
So there's a little fee that the student would pay?
Not them, but it gets paid for them to add it to the ebook format. And then the school also gets extra money on top of that because they're ordering books for these children.
So again, the book that we're talking about in the research is called A Parent's Guide to 125 Plus Explicit Books in the Albuquerque Public Schools. You are partnering with another organization, New Mexico Freedom Alliance, that's doing this research also in Las Cruces.
That is correct. Yeah.
When we come back after this break, I'm going to talk to you about the pushback.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you, nobody's letting you guys just get off scot-free and tell them all the immoral things that are happening. So we'll be back on ABQ Connect right after these messages.
ABQ Connect.
Jim Williams with you this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Again, sensitive ears. We're talking about sexually explicit content in Albuquerque public school books. And I should also say we're not talking specifically about Las Cruces public schools, but it does relate to that because your partners in this research are finding the same thing. We're with Don and Damara Andrade. They have written a book called Parents Guide to 125 Plus explicit books in the Albuquerque Public Schools. And when we say explicit, we're not talking about hemlines here.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I always reference that because obviously cultural norms have changed, but now we've gone way, way past. So Jody Hendricks is the executive director of the New Mexico Family Action Movement. Their mission is to protect families and preserve freedom, and her organization is faith-based.
Yes.
And so, you know, people know why you're, you know, lobbying at the legislature, why you're providing them with information. So are you surprised by any of this information uncovered by Dawn? And,
you know, I have to say yes and no. Yeah. I am surprised to the point of, you know, looking through the book that they put together, which is such a helpful resource. You know, I was looking through it and at some of the options of what is in the library and just reading it myself, I had to stop reading it. It was wildly inappropriate. Me as an adult, I thought, I don't want to read this. I don't want to hear this. And so when you see it in front of you and you're actually reading excerpts from these books to see what our kids are being exposed to, it is appalling.
And you imagine a world in which this was approved for our public school students?
And that's what baffles me. And that's where actually I can come and I say, you know, no, I'm not as surprised. Because while to me it is baffling that these things would be approved for our kids, it is not baffling to understand that, unfortunately, specifically in New Mexico, but even across our entire nation, our schools, our libraries are being run by ideologies. Mm. They are being run by agendas of progressive people in this nation who want to sexualize our children, who want to push our children down a path of believing things that are untrue, believing things that will cause harm and confusion in their minds and in their hearts. And I believe, you know, not surprising, that that's the enemy's goal. The enemy wants to tear apart the family. And so, of course, we have the assault on marriage. We have the assault mom and dad are facing in today's world. But then we have that attack on our kids because, you know, we understand if you can reach someone's heart and mind at an early age, you know, you have the ability to truly have an impact in their life. Mm. And so it makes perfect sense that the enemy would use these avenues to get a hold of our kids' hearts and minds, even if it is to push them down a path of confusion, down a path of even becoming addicted to pornographic type material, because that's what's in these books. Mm. Pornographic type material. It is absolutely appalling. And so I'm surprised when I read it and I see that these are the words that are in front of our kids. But I'm not surprised because of the bigger picture agenda that I see happening.
As I'm listening to you talk, I've had a lot of people criticize what we talk about on this show. Oh, well, you religious people, right? And I immediately started doing some research into pornography and porn addiction. And I contacted an organization called Fight the New Drug. I'm sure there's Christians involved, but it's largely a scientific website. Mm-hmm. To talk to people about porn addiction. The new drug is porn. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's kind of an old drug now. Mm. But nevertheless, people are getting addicted. And so this website is talking about how your brain gets rewired. Mm-hmm. It's talking about, you know, pure scientific medical evidence. Nothing about faith, nothing about spiritual content. Stories are being shared mm-hmm. about how people are going down a bad path. And it leads to not just that addiction, but other things, crumbling of relationships, you know, difficulties in having, you know, marriages and all kinds of stuff. So as you were talking, I mean, it's not just the Christians that right. are after this kind of stuff. Talk to us, Dawn and Damara, about your list and how did the list come together as a book compilation?
Yeah, so after I finished, because like I said, Sarah Smith out in Las Cruces, she was the one initially to put her book as a list, and she made it available to the board members out where she lives. So we did the same thing, and mm-hmm. that's how we came about that.
What are your plans now? We've already kind of mentioned that there's probably a lot of people that want to obtain a copy of this, yep. but I want them to be sensitive to the fact that, you know, you're a young married couple. You've done this really kind of as a ministry to help people and assist people with information. So to put together a big spiral-bound book, and you kind of gave me inch and a half. I mean, there's a lot of information in this. You need a little help being able to put those together. How quick can you turn around 20 books for people if they're able to contact you and request them?
I would say probably about a week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So the information is all available. You just kind of have to go to a print shop, print them up, get them bound, and send them to people. And so would you consider taking a little donation maybe to cover, you know, some of the time it takes and the postage and so on and so forth?
Definitely. That's would be a great answered prayer is to have that happen, because we recently got our first donation and we were able to produce a supply, and half of it was gone in 3 days. So we're running low on them, and we would love to get more into the hands of pastors and parents and legislators as well.
Yeah. And again, this is just this is a very sensitive topic and pretty timely for what's going on in our legislature, right,
yes.
Jody?
Yes, absolutely. We have very specific bills that while we're trying to run good bills to try to protect our kids, there are bills being run that are really trying to preserve these types of books in the library and preserve them on the children's shelves. Rather than even putting them in a restricted section. They want them available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to say this publicly. There may be people listening that are in opposition. And I want you to know that if you were to call this show, I'm not going to ambush you, but I would really be interested in hearing why you think it's okay. You know I disagree. I'm not sugarcoating that, but I'm not going to argue. I just want to hear why you think it's okay to put this material in the public schools. You can email me, Jim at abqconnect.online, Jim at abqconnect.online, or you can even call us at 505-338-5790. Now, please be respectful. Please don't share inappropriate language on this Christian radio station. We want you to be honest and tell us the truth. We're not going to ambush you. We're not going to criticize you. But anytime you want to call, do that. And equally as fair, let's talk about that pushback and the opposition to you guys. Who's coming against you?
Everybody. Well, mainly on the left. So, you know, we've seen, you know, some teachers supporting this stuff in their schools. And just the excuses that they give is completely mind-boggling. They'll use, you know, we're book banners. We just want to ban books. They'll use, this is material for our kids to see themselves in, which is very disturbing.
It's actually, what I've found is a lot of the accusations that's thrown to people on our side are usually a lot of straw man arguments against us. Yeah. They don't really know what we're saying. They throw the label book banner, but it's like, these books are available for your parents to buy from you from Amazon at any time. It's available for you to go to Barnes & Noble and get it.
Right.
Anywhere, other bookstore, you can get this book. But why is it in an area where it's been provided to you when there are blocks on computers where you can't get the stuff like this, but they're willfully open, like just providing it to you? So it's like a logic thing that it's not connecting with some of these people, that they just... Right. They want to have a label to throw on you, and they just want to bombard you with these false claims that's not true.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, I know a lot of men. Well, I don't know if I should even share this story, but I'm going to share it anyway. So I'm 12 years old. I'm racing my bike around my neighborhood. And I'll never forget, and I'm not going to say his name, but I could tell you his name. He was taking mail out of his mailbox. I'm 12 years old. I'm riding by his mailbox, and he drops a Playboy magazine on the ground, and it opens up, and I can still see that woman and her picture in my brain right now. That's not something I really want to rehearse, but I can see it. Here's the really bad part. As soon as I saw this man drop this magazine, I got together with my other five friends I was riding bikes with, and let them know what was going on. And we instantly knew that there were other men in about a 5-block area that would be getting those same magazines. So I think this was a spiritual thing. Of course, we're very young. None of us were believers. But It's like the idea to strategically steal a pornographic magazine out of, we knew who was getting Penthouse, who was getting Hustler, who was getting Playboy. I mean, I don't want to advertise those publications, but this is just the truth. And so we put together a collection of magazines. And this, of course, was all before videos and all that were available. We didn't even have online. We didn't have cell phones. But I am sad to report that story to you. Well, what you're talking about now is this information, not in the same form, but with much of the same content being available to school children in the school library. Am I exaggerating?
No, you're not. You know, and these kids in these schools, they're not even with their parents. So what if a fragile mind picks up one of these books and they're not ready to see that? I mean, no kid is ready to see that. So it's very concerning.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to take another break. We have to say thank you to our sponsors, and we do really appreciate the people that underwrite this programming. We're a non-commercial, non-profit station, but we do like to say thank you to people. We hope that you will support their businesses, and we hope you'll support the Andrades and what they're doing. We hope you'll support the New Mexico Family Action Movement and other charitable organizations that we have on this program. I think that's largely why our listeners listen, is they want to hear from God about how they can help, and many times that's helping financially. We'll be back on ABQ Connect right after these messages.
ABQ Connect.
Don and Damara Andrade have been researching school books used in the curriculum of the Albuquerque Public Schools, readily available in the library, sometimes on the school shelf of your classroom, and it all contains, or much of it contains, sexually explicit content. So again, there's sensitive young ears that this may be a little too much. Parents, show your discretion. I'm going to challenge parents to make sure you're looking into this stuff. Don't just think it's all going to go away. And that has to do with my first question. Jody Hendricks, also the executive director of the New Mexico Family Action Movement, is here. She's going to comment in a minute from a perspective of being a professional counselor as well and a mental health professional. And she's going to comment about some of this. So my first question here is, you use the word on our notes, neutrality. But I think most people are going to go, this isn't that big a deal. It's just going to go away. Is that true?
Yeah, it's not going to go away. It's right at your doorstep. You know, these are our kids we're talking about, especially as Christians. I feel like this is a gospel issue. The more kids consume the sexually explicit content and put it in their minds, it's just making them more hostile to Christ. And as Christians, we really need to step up and be salt and light to the world and to this situation so that we can better minister to these kids.
Yeah, the information, when they see it, in and of itself, has some addiction to it. Is that, Jody, is that accurate?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When our kids or our minds, it doesn't even have to be kids, anybody sees this kind of thing, it sears an image into your brain. And it is a negative image because it leads to negative results, usually a craving for more. It leads to the desire to act upon the things that you've seen. And so what happens in our brains, scientifically proven, is that those negative pathways create deeper grooves in our brain, in our memory. And so it is much more difficult to overcome a negative pathway than it is a positive one. And so you think about it, trying to undo what's been done is like swimming upstream. You're just constantly just going against the grain, trying to undo this. And that's what happens when these kinds of images are seared into our minds. Now, you think about seeing an actual image versus reading about something. Well, what happens when we're reading? Our imaginations are creating the image in our mind. And so now we have it doubly impressed, where we've read it and then our mind has created the image, and it's creating and carving that pathway that is more and more difficult to overcome and override.
So I'm assuming that in some cases there might be a photo that would be inappropriate, but let's just call it age group inappropriate. Based on what Jody just said, that age group would probably be 80 and up would be appropriate. people that can't. I didn't mean to be insulting the people that are older, but, you know, I'm an old guy, and at some point, you know, things that used to have an effect on you just don't. But I'm asking the question, there's a sexually explicit picture. Maybe it's a woman's breast, maybe it's frontal nudity, whatever it is. But then there's something written about this, some concept that's supposed to be educational. Mm-hmm. Is that how it's usually formatted?
It is that way, exactly. So not only is there just books, there's erotic novels in there, there's diagrams, there's ways that they put it in there. It was like, this is educational, but let me give you the really graphic images to show you just how educational it is. And let's go through the steps of how to do certain actions. And so they teach you how to do it because it's healthy for the child to be able to do this. Mm. So this
is available in the Albuquerque Public Schools. The book and the compilation is called The Parent's Guide to 125 Plus Explicit Books in APS. And these are not books that used to be in APS or in the Albuquerque Public. These are books that are available today.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just, we asked the question, how did these get in there? And you basically said, well, they can bring anything they want and put it on the shelves. No committee, no review. Maybe even they don't read them.
Mm-hmm.
So the people that have put them on the shelf don't even know what's in, you know, the content. That is a crazy thing. Talk to us about how you want to speak to pastors and how can pastors help this situation?
Yes. So our message to pastors all around Albuquerque, as well as the state, is just to use this information. Look at it with your own eyes. Get your church involved. This needs to be an effort for the whole church. And I'm talking about the Big C Church. We need to speak up about the injustices that are happening in our school systems. It is objectively wrong for every child to be exposed to this content, whether they are in elementary, middle, or high school. If there is common sense blocks on the computers, as I mentioned before, in these schools, surely there can be the same kind of blocks in the libraries.
Okay.
So request this information. If your congregation needs more books, let us know. The more these books get into the hands of parents and the more they spread it to other parents, the more this grassroots project comes to fruition. It's time for us as the body of Christ and concerned parents to step up. Whether that looks like you going to the school board meetings to voice your concern, making formal complaints to the school, or opting your kids out of certain books. At the end of the day, this is a battle between worldviews, and one will win. As Christians, we have a standard for our worldview, and those who oppose us don't. Ours is the inerrant word of God, and with a plea to heaven, please stand up.
That's our pitch, pastors, by the way, because we're going to church, and we're talking to pastors face-to-face, and this is what we're discussing with them.
Well, and again, I'd encourage anyone that's in spiritual leadership. Maybe you're part of a women's group. Maybe you're part of a men's group. Maybe you're an elder at a church. Maybe you're a pastor. Can they contact you? How did they reach out to you? How do they get in touch with you? You want to give them an email?
Sure. Okay. They can reach out to us at thehitchedapologist@gmail.com.
Okay. And that's the HITCHED apologist.
Plural.
Plural, yeah, apologists, because there's two of you.
Yeah.
You're the hitched apologists. @gmail.com. @gmail.com. Yes. Okay, so that's the email address where people can reach out to you. And again, it'd be great if you guys could help out this young couple with you know, a grant of some kind to help them out and help them put together. Maybe you need 20 books, maybe you need 50, and you guys can do that pretty quickly. I want to ask you, though, about, let's just say there's an educator listening right now, because we have a lot of people that don't necessarily share our faith, but they know that we're going to present things objectively. Would this tool just be good for Christians that want to object, or is it good for an educator that wants to protect children?
Let me share an example with you. So at the printing shop that we use, it's the owner there is conservative, but his employees, he has lots that aren't. And a particular employee who is very far left, liberal, progressive, he looked at this and he saw that it was being printed in that shop and he got very combative with the owner of the business. And he said, what is this doing in here? I can't believe you're part of this whole thing and book banning and you know, all the slurs, you can be bigot and this and whatnot. He opened up the book and looked at it and his mind changed in 5 minutes.
Mm.
So he looked at it and he said, I can't believe this is what's going on. mm-hmm. and it changed his mind on the spot. And that's what we're looking at. We believe that this book can change bipartisan. It could go on any side and it can open the eyes to people to appeal to innate morality inside them.
Let me tell you a story. I'm an old basketball coach. Again, I have five kids. I was taking my sons to basketball tournaments. They played for Hope Christian School. And every summer we would play a 2-week tournament where we played 4 tournaments in 2 weeks and we stayed in Las Vegas. Well, we didn't stay on the strip, but we took the kids, you know, to do the sightseeing things. Well, I remember one year we're walking right in front of the Bellagio and a guy with these little business card size things was handing these to our kids. Well, those were pictures of cabaret dancers, nudity, full nudity, et cetera. So I remember not acting like a Christian when I found this out, and I was ready to throttle the guy. I literally grabbed him by the neck, mm-hmm. and everybody kind of stopped me. But literally within 30 seconds, the Las Vegas police arrested this guy, handcuffed him, and took him away. Because even in Las Vegas, they won't let you do that. They want it to be, even though, you know, there's obviously compromises of all kinds, but they don't want people to be exposed mm-hmm. unless they make the choice to go be exposed, right? Because there's all kinds of content. You know, it's just like today we can go see any movie or pull up anything we want on the internet, but that's really our choice. Mm-hmm. And I'm mostly frustrated by our conversation today in the attitude that government officials, which I would categorize school officials in the same boat, city, county, state, maybe even federal, I'm appalled at how they think so flippantly they can take away the parental rights. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that, Jody?
Oh, yeah. So it's it really seems to have become a phenomenon across our country of the government thinking that they can raise our kids better than we can as parents, which is absurd. You know, the government doesn't know my child. I have 4 kids. Each one of them is different. And I know each one of them. And I, as their mother, am the only one and their father who is able to truly determine what's best for them and what they're ready for, especially developmentally.
So even if I wanted to, I'm going to show your kids how to play combat basketball and slug people as they drive to the basket. Well, just because I'm a Christian or something, you're not going to let me do that.
Right. Exactly. That's why we come back to, you know, I love that you said it's a bipartisan issue. It shouldn't be about party lines, political. It's not political. It shouldn't be political at all. Yet our government has made it so by saying that they know what's best to put in front of our kids rather than what parents know. And what we come back to at New Mexico FAM is this constant idea of parents have the right to raise their children in the way that fits their family values. Now, not every family's values are the same. Not every family across this country is going to share the same values that I have within my family, my values coming from my faith, right? And that's what I'm teaching my children and I'm instilling in them and that I am nurturing them in the admonition of the Lord. That's my value. That's my choice as a parent. Every parent across this country has the same right to teach and train their children according to their values. But what the government is saying is, no, mom and dad, you don't know what's best, and we're going to put this in front of your kids whether you like it or not. That, I don't care what political party you are, that should enrage every single parent in this country.
Amen. Don and Damara Andrade have written a book. It's called Parents Guide to 125+ Explicit Books in the Albuquerque Public Schools. This is also being done in Las Cruces, and you mentioned Sarah Smith. We'll want to probably get connected with Sarah and talk with her about some of her opinions. And Jody Hendricks is the executive director of the New Mexico Family Action Movement. This is a very interesting topic. We'll have you guys another 10 minutes when we come back from this break. So I appreciate you being here. We'll be right back.
Live.
Don and Damara Andrade have been researching school books used in the Albuquerque curriculum and in the libraries of the Albuquerque Public Schools, and much of it contains sexually explicit content. They've created a book called Parents Guide to 125+ Explicit Books in APS. Same concept is actually being done right now down in Las Cruces, and at a later time we'll talk about that. we were just talking as we were during the break about how people can obtain this book, because your intention right now, and really the question is, what do you intend to do now with this information and who do you want it to go to?
So right now, our intention is just to get it into the hands of as many pastors, parents, and legislators and lawmakers all over Albuquerque.
Educators
is great too. As long as they're not pushing back.
But I mean, if you're listening right now and you're a school teacher in APS,
yeah,
likely you don't know this is a fact.
Yeah, exactly.
Might be a good thing for you to obtain so you can go, wow, this is in my library right now?
Yes.
Would it be that detailed?
Yeah, it is that detailed. This book is...
So if you're working at McKinley Middle School, mm-hmm, this book could tell you whether you have some of this material in your library?
I've listed all of the schools for each book where it's available. So yes, it has all of that information.
Again, let's repeat, how can they contact you to request a copy?
So you can contact us at thehitchedapologists@gmail.com.
Okay. Spell that.
thehitchedapologists@gmail.com.
Okay. And you also have a website, but you don't actually have a link to the book right now?
Not right now. Currently, the book is available on...
the New Mexico Freedom Alliance, so they can go on there, but that's just the... it's just online.
It's like an ebook format of it.
Yeah, it's an ebook format.
Yeah. And then our own personal website is thehitchedapologist.com.
But a lot of people are requesting. It's a spiral-bound book. A lot of pages.
It is.
226 pages.
Okay, so there's a lot of information. And I just get the feeling that legislators... how about, Jody, how about women's groups and men's groups and people that are just concerned with our community, would this be a helpful resource?
Absolutely. I think that the more hands that we can get it into, the better. Because once people start to see the actual content of some of these books, they realize that it's not a political issue. They realize that, the opposition will often say, well, you're just trying to shut out the message of certain groups. No, we're not. We're actually just trying to protect our kids from things that they're not developmentally ready for. And when you start to look at some of the excerpts from the books that are found in our libraries, you begin to see, oh, yeah, I wouldn't want my kid to come across that, thinking, you know, checking out a novel. It's not just educational type material, right? Curriculum type material. It's also just inappropriate literature, novels that they could check out, thinking that it's about one thing. And then they come across this scene in the book that's wildly inappropriate for their developmental age. And I think when groups, people see that, then they begin to realize, okay, this isn't political. This isn't about stopping one message or another in schools. This is about, let's really consider what's appropriate for our kids developmentally.
Do you think the public can discern between rhetoric? You know, are they able to say, yeah, this is a legitimate argument against what Don and Tamara are doing? Or is it? We also don't want to propagandize it from your side, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you're not out there making all these crazy claims. You're just basically saying exactly what Jody did. You're trying to protect children that are at this stage of development are not ready. I'm not sure any of us are ready to see any of this. You mentioned when you had a chance to review the book that it made you blush.
Yes.
what is that feeling inside of you when you see things like this?
I just opened to a random page in the book and I was like, okay, let's see what we're talking about here. And, I began to read something and I just automatically, I had to stop. I thought, I don't want to hear this. I don't want to see this. I don't want to imagine this. This is inappropriate. And it just feels wrong. And I'm an adult. I think, you know, kids that are not developmentally ready, it's even more so because it's just putting them on a path of information and images in their brains that they don't need to have. They need to be kids. They need to have their innocence. They need to be able to have fun and not go to places like this in their mind. You know, my 16-year-old daughter went with me to the Capitol last week for something, and I had this book and I was taking it to one of our legislators, and she happened to open it to say, well, what kind of stuff is in here? And before I could stop her, she had started to read an excerpt, and she stopped, and she, like, her eyes were huge, and she's like, Mom, this is in public school libraries? And I slammed the book down. I said, yes, don't open that book again. It is inappropriate. You don't need to see that. But even she, as a 16-year-old, was just like, I can't believe that this is in libraries. And she was automatically thinking of, you know, she doesn't want to come across this, but also her little sisters and her little brother. And she said, Mom, can you imagine if one of our, you know, younger kids in our family, if one of them came home with this and started talking about this, they would have no idea what they were really talking about. And then they'd be like, what is this? And why did this happen? And it just completely sickening to think about how I felt reading that excerpt, to then consider my children reading that. And it was just, you know, Mama Bear kind of roars up and was like, no, 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 no. This is inappropriate. This is unacceptable for my kids and for every other child in New Mexico.
You know, we try on this program. We're not pretentious, I don't think. We are a Christian radio station. We look at through the lens of having a relationship with Christ. But we also believe that we can listen to what other people think.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to be argumentative. We don't want to be... they would say we're judgmental, but really what's happening is the word of God that we believe in is what does the judging, not us. You know, we're going to love people regardless of what they think, but I actually am interested to see why someone would think this material is appropriate. I'm going to guess that the majority of people that provide this information don't have young children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because... Yes. This is very impressionable. I already shared with you what happened to me when I was 12 and I saw a magazine open up to a centerfold. And the sick part is I know who that woman is. And today she's in her 70s. I know who she was married to. I mean, these are just things that I shouldn't really know, but I've known them since I was 12. And I think that I understand the addictive thing and how it rewires your mind and you're attracted to those kind of things. And it's just crazy. Let me ask the Andrades, how do you want people to pray? How can they pray for you?
So I know when we were putting this book together, there was a lot of spiritual attacks that we had going on for 4 months.
Mm.
And that is something that can definitely be used in our life as protection from those attacks, physical, psychological, emotional. This is a lot. And we could really use for that prayer for that, as well as however this information gets into the hands of legislators, as well as the APS school board, and the way that comes about, just pray for that situation. Pray for us and pray for everybody else that's involved in this movement to get this up off the ground.
Thank you guys for joining
Connect
us.
Connect is a production of KL.